welcome. Good morning.
Thank you.
And it's funny because you think of the holidays and we're all like lights and excitement and fun, but for a lot of people, it's really just the opposite.
Yeah, it's easy to feel left out during the holidays because everyone's getting together with family and friends and celebrating. There's parties at work. It kind of feels like a never-ending get-together. And if you're not part of that group or those groups, then it's easy to feel like you don't belong, and that can be sad.
And you kind of go from one holiday to the other. We just got over Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
Families, that's a less stressful holiday, I think, for the people who are taking part in it, just eating and football and drinking for some people. But then this holiday comes, and it's more stressful for not only people who are suffering from maybe mental depression, but everybody.
Yeah, I think that's a really good distinction to make there. It may be stressful for a lot of people, and they may feel sad, for instance, if a loved one has passed away in the last year, and so this is the first time they've spent a holiday without them, so they have, you know, reminiscing, and maybe that might be sad, but that's a different quality than real depression, where people who may be already socially isolated or may have already minimal coping skills for dealing with life and family members or dynamics, they probably are the most prone to getting more depression during the holidays.
Do you see a lot of this at Baptist? Do in your department or in what you oversee, what you administer, do you have a lot of people that deal with? Is there more of this during this time of the year for y'all?
It's really kind of against popular culture. Our experience in behavioral health at Baptist is that our census actually goes down. People tend to need to spend time with families and maybe want to spend time with families, so they don't necessarily get admitted to the unit. However, I was just speaking with the manager on the pediatric unit yesterday. She said what happens on the during the holidays is that people who do come in for services are more acute. So again, getting back to the idea that someone who already has a mental illness or has compromised mental health might actually have a more acute episode over the holidays.
Again, if you want to take part in our conversation, if you have had a family member or if you have any questions for Ellen about the holidays and mental illness or distress, give us a call, 549-2937. Again, 549-2937. I guess we can talk about some of the tips on what to do. I mean, are there general things you tell folks that are stressed out? Let's just talk about stress right now.
Absolutely.
Which is the average person who's trying to, oh my gosh, I got to buy presents and I have to be somewhere. And then kids and everything else in your job. What do you tell these folks?
Well, there are really three main areas of stress that people need to watch out for. One is financial stress, of course, or with this holiday in particular, because they feel pressured to buy. Mm-hmm. And you want to get, you know, great presents for your loved ones. So there's that pressure. And if you haven't planned for that, then it could be very stressful. Also, work stress. There might be some end of year deadline kinds of things that people have to get to. So that could increase during this time of year as well. And then the third, of course, is family stressors. You know, we a lot of times people have difficulty with certain dynamics or certain relationships, and you're more likely to be in contact with those people or in close proximity maybe than other times during the year. And so you have to deal with that. You have to, you know, talk to people that you might not want to talk to.
How do you deal with it? What do you do?
Well, there's some good things you can do. There is a whole list of preventive or protective factors that people do all throughout the year, and you can continue to do those, like making sure you get enough sleep. Sleep is a real...
Except for one morning.
Except for one morning, yeah. Wake up early on Christmas morning, run down the stairs. Make sure you get enough sleep. Make sure you set aside some time, even for like a 15-minute walk in the evening. It will definitely help you reduce your stress. If you're spending a lot of time with family and you're not used to it, make sure that you carve out some time alone for yourself, and vice versa. If you're spending a lot of time alone and you'd like to spend time with family, make sure you include them in your plans. Mm-hmm. So planning ahead is a really important way to prevent becoming depressed or stressed over the holidays. If you don't have any plans for the holidays and you're dreading Christmas Day coming and being alone, start making some plans.
Again, the number here, 549-2937. We're talking about the holidays and depression and stress, and we're in that period now. You're in that period, I think, from Thanksgiving till the first of the year.
I agree.
And you got to be careful. Everybody has to be careful. 549-2937 if you'd like to take part in this conversation. If you have any questions about mental depression or stress, give us a call. Ellen is here. Ellen Williams with Baptist Health. We talk about all this stress. some of the tips. I would think the most obvious tip is just put everything in perspective if you're just you or me.
Yeah, that's a good idea. It really is a 3-week period. It's not your whole life. It's not going to last that long. So if you can just make it through the time, then keeping that in perspective could help. Also, just for those people who really are not near family during this time, there's a lot of community activities that you can become involved in. And one of the best ways to deal with depression or sadness or loneliness is just go out and do something for somebody else. There's a lot of volunteer activities you can do. There's a lot of people in need in this city, and you can call any number of different organizations who organize those things and just step right in.
And they're willing to take all that help. My son and I, he's a teenager now, but it's part one of his projects when he was in middle school, and it turned out to be something good, was go to a shelter
right.
and help feed people.
Right.
And you know what? He went there, and he went willingly. And when he got there, when he left, he was like, "Dad, you know what? That was wonderful." I mean, he was helping people who came in. He was giving them food. He was just working, cleaning tables, and he loved it. So if you have kids out there, you can call these shelters, and they'll accept your help.
That's right. And it's also fun to, if you can find an organization that's passing out toys to kids, that's a real good way to lift your spirits as well.
Some of the things you should avoid.
Drinking too much, honestly. Drinking too much. Alcohol feels like it lifts your spirits while you're drinking it, but actually it's a depressant.
Momentarily you feel fine,
right.
And then later on.
It's not good. It is a depressant to your system. It's also a sleep disruptor. So be careful about drinking too much. And eating too much is you know, people are prone to doing that too, especially in gatherings or parties or stuff like that. But most people who eat too much feel lousy afterwards. So be moderate. It's tempting to just kind of go overboard and indulge. It's right in front of you. It's hard to say no. But
are you talking to me?
Yeah, I'm talking right to you and myself.
And everyone, yeah. Right. Let me ask you about this. Money is a big stressor.
Yes, it
right?
is.
And what do you tell people about, you know, don't worry about buying your child everything in the world or your every friend something. There are other things you can do for them.
That's a very good point. Yesterday I was involved in a craft. We made our own hand scrub out of sugar and coconut oil. We put it in a ball jar and put some ribbons on it. And actually I was thinking, just a little bit more effort, I could have turned that into a present. But
right.
It was kind of fun. We all got together and did it together. And
I think people might appreciate that as much as I'm not going to say a name, but a $10 gift card to some restaurant
right.
or somewhere for food, something that was handmade.
Right. I have a brother in town who makes cookies for Christmas. And so I get cookies from him. And so it's a little bit more personal than just buying me a gift card.
I'm going to give you my address. Some other things. Travel makes things crazy for people.
Yeah, that's...
Right. I mean, just stay, I would think, have people come to your house in your town.
Yeah, traveling can be really stressful. It's very busy in the airports, and it's hard to get a moment of peace and quiet. And if things get delayed, if you're traveling up north or where it snows, it can really kind of be a bad experience.
Yeah, as we've seen the last couple of weeks, it just ruined everybody's holiday,
right.
A lot of people.
Right.
Again, if we're talking about mental health and depression over the holidays, if you'd like to take part and or have a call or have a comment, number here is 549-2937. Ellen Williams is with Baptist Hospital. She's with us now. I guess... The last thing here is New Year's. New Year's is another one. So you're basically, it's a roller coaster. You get through Thanksgiving.
Right.
Okay, we're done with that. We get to the holidays, you know, Hanukkah, Christmas, other holidays, get over that hump, and then New Year's.
And then New Year's, you have to be at a party or you feel like you're left out, right? Well, a lot of people have just chosen, and this is a really sane thing to do, just stay at home. And you can create a festive atmosphere in your own house, or you can just realize that it's, a lot of times, I actually do this for New Year's. I make sure that I take stock of the year and try to look ahead and see what's the year ahead of me. What would I like to do during that year and make the most, you know, plan it out a little bit.
Be positive.
Look on the bright side, be hopeful and work on it that way.
You're right. Staying at home is a lot easier. You're staying out of danger too. Have you dealt personally, in your position with a lot of depression? Over not only just during the year, but at this time?
Oh, yeah, definitely. There's the two major diagnostic categories for I'm a clinical psychologist, really are depression and anxiety. And so both of those things go up during the holidays, I think. Not for everybody, again, but for some people in certain circumstances, it could be pretty unpleasant or painful.
And what do you tell those people? There's some folks you they're probably, I would think, and again, I'm just assuming here, it would be easier than other folks.
Yeah, people who have connections, people who have friends and family or things built into their lifestyle, they're easy to counsel and give tips to. They have people who are motivated to make a change. They're easy to help. People who aren't connected and who are isolated or have family members out of town and can't get to them, they feel it's easy to feel left out. But again, what you said, putting it in perspective and understanding that it's just this one time of year and maybe you can connect with your family later.
Do you have any, can you tell us any stories? Now, obviously, because of privacy, we can't talk names, but is there a certain story that you remember in your mind, success?
Yeah.
Every day, probably.
My
right?
favorite case. I was living in Hawaii at the time. I was working with a veteran who was a long-term homeless man. And he actually came to me because he had a terrible toothache and he was scared to death to get treatment. He needed medication. I got him to the hospital. We got him the right kind of medication so he could have his tooth extracted. And then I found out that he had a daughter in town he hadn't talked to for 10 years. So I immediately connected him with the VA. There were all kinds of benefits he hadn't accessed in probably decades. And within 2 or 3 months, his entire life was turned around. He wasn't depressed or isolated. He connected back with his daughter who had a son. So now he had a grandson. And he was just doing great. He thought what we did together was nothing short of a miracle. And yet for me, it was just about getting connected.
All because of a bad tooth.
All because of a bad tooth.
So the moral of that is, come forward, seek the help and look what happened to his life.
Yeah.
Let's take a call real quick here. We're talking with Ellen Williams with Baptist Health. Philip in Orange Park, do you have a question?
Yeah, mine's more of a really kind of a statement. I'd recommend to everybody to, I'm a property manager and I see this year after year after year. Pay your bills first, because if you don't pay them because you want to buy the flat screen TV or all the expensive stuff to make everybody happy, you're starting out the year way so far behind, and I go through more evictions in January and February because of Christmas. Pay your bills, and when you get your taxes, then buy your kids the expensive stuff. I mean, most toys get thrown away after 4 or 5 months anyway.
That's a great point, Philip. What do you think about that? I mean, or if you're going to buy something, be very conservative.
I think that's great practical advice, and I hadn't really thought about the angle of people getting evicted more during this time of year because they haven't prioritized their bills, but that's a great, great advice.
Yeah, you got to be careful because then it really gets bad. You get into February, March, April. Yeah. Let's go to another call, Susan in Jacksonville. Susan, would you like to talk about something?
Yes, I wanted to call in and talk about family stress in particular. My husband's stepfather is a person who's very unhappy himself, and he's verbally and emotionally abusive to his wife, who's my mother-in-law, and we try honestly to avoid spending time with him throughout the year, but it seems now at the holidays we are obligated, and it's causing stress between my husband and myself because I want to avoid this man because it makes my holidays unhappy, but my husband feels obligated in that I'm his wife and that I should attend a family activity. So I welcome any comment, but I just also wanted to share my story in case other people are going through this.
Thank you, Susan. She makes a great point.
Yes. I mean,
and that's year round, but then in the holidays, you're almost kind of forced to be in a situation where you're in a tight group. What do you do for that? You just
limit your time with toxic people. I mean, that is, if that's the best that you can do, here's another thing that you can think about, but you have to plan ahead for this. Just leave town. if you don't have to be at your house with children and celebrating, you can go, take a little trip somewhere so you're not having to be with people that you don't want to be with.
And that's year-round because you see a lot of that. You'll see, whether it's abusive, a lot of it's just negative people. Mm-hmm. Being negative can ruin a situation.
True.
Especially with family and then you bring in all the other things.
Can I also say something? It's tempting to want to, if you don't see people for a long time, you see them during the holidays, to kind of clear the air or, work on some problems, longstanding problems in the relationship. This is probably the worst time to do that because everyone, again, is stressed for any number of reasons and they have to be, and like you said, in a close proximity to people that they're not used to being around. So try not to use this as an opportunity to clear the air, especially in front of other loved ones and relatives who don't want
One of the tips here is avoid toxic people.
Yeah.
And that's year round anyways. That's but true. Yeah, and the holidays you're forced to do it, and it's, I guess it can be exhausting. We're talking about mental health and depression during the holidays and stress. And if you'd like to make a comment or a suggestion, we had a couple great ones just a few moments ago. Give us a call. 549-2937 is the number. So what are you doing for the holidays? Are you staying in town or are you going away?
I'm having a small dinner party with my family, part of my family, not the whole family. Otherwise, it would be not a small dinner party. And that's actually another good tip is, you know, do what you can manage. Cooking for 18 people like my brother's mother-in-law did for Thanksgiving is just so stressful and so tiring. So if you can manage to cook for five people, cook for five people and make it something that you can handle.
It might seem like it's fun, but by the time you're done doing all that cooking and arranging the table setting, it's I would think it's maddening.
It takes days.
We're going, you know, we're taking your advice. We're leaving town. We're going away for a week, and that'll be fun, you know?
That's right.
But again, we're going away with family, so we're going to be around people for a week. And I assume just be positive, even if people are trying to be negative.
That's a great tip. You try to help people move through whatever friction might be surfacing. You know, ask them to maybe take it into a separate room, or can we talk about that later? You know, well, let's have dinner now. Try and manage the friction that you can tell when things are starting to get a little unraveling. Mm-hmm. So if you can step in and be quiet it down or be the peacemaker, at least for the holidays, that would be great.
And unfortunately, alcohol, like you said, doesn't help because people get a little more open.
Fired up, yes.
Right, they're more willing to talk.
Yeah.
We're going to take another call, but first, if you'd like to take part in this conversation, 549-2937. Again, give us a call here, 549-2937. Marion in Jacksonville, you would like to talk about depression. Give us your thoughts.
Thank you. I have a dear friend whose family members have all passed away, so he's the last, and he's just gone through an awful divorce, and I've tried suggesting, you know, helping more needy people, I really think he needs professional help, and I don't know how to best steer him, and I think Dr. Williams is brilliant and would have some great ideas. She already has suggested some good ones, but anything?
Yeah, that's a good, very good point. Thank you for the call. That's a great point because if you're trying to help somebody like that, it almost makes you upset and you depressed. You're trying to drag them out of that situation. And what do you tell both sides of that, the person who's depressed and then somebody trying to help them?
Well, I am all about early identification. If you've got someone in your life, whether it's a neighbor or a family member or whatever, who is showing some signs that, and you think they might need professional help, you know, give them a phone number. Find out. I don't want to promote where I work. I don't know if I'm allowed to do that, but there is a phone number. Okay, I can.
Sure.
So there's a crisis number that's open 24 hours a day at Baptist. It's 202-7900. And those people are trained to help you find resources or assess if you need to be in the hospital, if it's really serious, if someone's that depressed. So again, you can call 202-7900. They can help get you to the right place in town. They work with people all over town. And if the person in your life just needs an outpatient appointment, you can also call that number and they can help you get to the right resources.
But call.
Yeah, don't hold back. If someone you think needs help, you have nothing to lose by suggesting it to them. If they get offended, you can just say, it was just a suggestion.
And it's frustrating, I would think, to a lot of people to try to just get through those, you know, people who are depressed. Because to you and I, or to somebody who's not in that situation or not depressed, to us it's like, well, this isn't logical
right.
The way you're thinking, and why don't you at least try? And if they don't try, you're at a loss.
Right. And you know, if you can spare the time, if it's someone that's close to you, go with them. You know, give them some support. It's scary to go to a stranger and tell them, you know, what you're thinking and feeling, especially if you kind of know that it's off base, a little crazy or a little kooky sounding to yourself.
Yeah.
So go with them.
Let's take another call. I believe I'm pronouncing this right. It's Vieja. You're going to want to talk about depression from Jacksonville. Vieja, go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Thanks. I've been enjoying this conversation, but I also wanted to say This is a season for understanding, for compassion, and for being with family. So why not be a little sympathetic? And even if the other person is depressed and negative, why not we try to cheer them up a little bit?
Yeah.
So and this is the only time of the year we're going to spend with our family and people who, even if they're in depression, they actually need us. What they're longing for is company and for some understanding.
Great.
So if we can give that to them, then that will be a way to make their life happier, maybe. We've improved our own personality.
That's a great point. Something we just mentioned. Be the positive person.
Right. Be the one that reaches out and does something nice for somebody. And you'd be amazed how far a nice gesture goes when you're in emotional distress or pain. You know, it really sticks in your memory that someone was there for you.
And somebody cares about you.
Right.
Right. I mean, the caller before said that the gentleman lost family members, bad divorce. So he's really probably looking for somebody to be nice to him.
Yeah, somebody invite me to dinner, please.
Please. Roddy in Jacksonville, let's take another call. You would like to talk about depression, too, and mental health during the holidays?
Yes. Good morning. Thank you for taking my call.
Good morning.
I had a question about if someone's going through depression, it's not maybe not just cyclical, but it's exacerbated during the holidays. Are there resources for someone who's uninsured or doesn't have a potential income to seek professional help?
Again, unfortunately, there are not as many resources for people who are uninsured. Maybe that will change soon if things change politically. But there are some resources in town. They're called community mental health centers. And again, can I just say the names of
Absolutely.
Some of them?
Absolutely, okay. Go ahead.
So the Child Guidance Center, Jewish Family Services, Lutheran Family Services, Catholic Charities, and some that I haven't mentioned. They all provide services to people who have Medicaid, the underinsured, and they have sliding scale fees oftentimes for people who are uninsured. So that's for outpatient mental health services. If you need inpatient mental health services, like something more intensive, there are a couple of places in town that serve those that population. Baptist does, and also Mental Health Resource Center and Mental Health Jacks. They also provide services for that population.
And you could probably go online and just try to, I hate to use Google, but,
right.
You know, mental health in Jacksonville services, no, I assume a lot will pop up.
Yeah.
Well, this has been a good conversation. I really appreciate coming here, Ellen. Ellen Williams, Administrator at Behavioral Health and Care Management at Baptist Hospital. Thank you. It was a really good conversation.
My pleasure.
I'm glad a lot of people took part, and we hope people have a good holiday and take this all to heart and just be positive during the holidays. The most important thing, don't get too stressed out.
I agree.
And try to help people who do have that depression.